With a press of a button, this young man with severe spinal cord injury is able to walk again, thanks to the walking assistive exoskeleton robot. The 20-kilogram aluminum and carbon fiber device has four battery-powered motors that can run for up to 3 hours. Inventor Wu Chenghua from Taiwan's Industrial Technology Research Institute says it has successfully been tested on 12 patients.
We have learned from our research process that patients whose injuries are below the fourth chest joint are able to use our robot to stand, to walk, and sit down.
Since walking contributes to muscle exercise, Wu says patients received some additional benefits.
In the clinical process, we would check their bone mineral density, and we found that the bone mineral densities of these patients had been improved, which is a positive index for their health.
Wu says his exoskeleton may be available for consumers by 2018. Meanwhile, baggage handlers at Tokyo's Haneda Airport will soon start testing a similar device developed by the Japanese firm Cyberdyne. When a person wearing the exoskeleton called HAL bends to lift a heavy object, the machine detects the movement, says developer and CEO of Cyberdyne, Yoshiyuki Sankai.
This robot suit detects a signal from the human nerve system to support the waist movement. It self-adjusts the level of support it provides to reduce the load on the human waist while being very light and compact.
The battery-powered device weighs only 3 kilograms and can run for up to 3 hours. During next 6 months, Haneda Airport will test 3 exoskeletons as well as several small cleaning and baggage transport robots. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.